Hey y'all, it's your girl LaKendra, aka Queen Mother. How are you doing, honey? Happy Black History Month still. Happy Valentine's Day month still, if you do that kind of thing. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Y'all, I did not mention it on the last podcast, but this month is 1 year for I Just Want to Talk. We are 1 year old. So thank you very much for those who have rocked with us since day one and who are still rocking and having these conversations. So let's get into another one, shall we?
Can we just talk? I just want to talk to you. Can we just talk? Can we? Can we? Talk? Can we? Can we just talk? Cause I just want to talk to you. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? I just want to talk.
My. Per usual, y'all. So much has happened. Child, it's been 1 week. And so much has happened. Child, the United States is almost completely frozen over. And y'all talking about we don't have no climate change problems. Get out of here. How the whole state of Texas is just ice. The whole state? I read an article on, today is Sunday. I read an article this past Monday that said that only three states were without snow. And that was Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Every other state has some kind of snowfall somewhere. Maybe not as extensive as Georgia. I mean, or as Texas was, but had some snowfall somewhere. And I was just baffled. I'm like, come on. Jesus is on his way back quickly. Y'all better get right. Texas was iced over. People were without lights, without water. I saw a lot of videos where people were showing the parasites like swimming in the water. I don't know what it was. But you can visibly see there was something in the water, in their tap water. They were boiling snow to have something to drink. The infrastructure, the buildings were not built for that type of weather. So you had roofs falling in homes and businesses. And I'm going to say this and hear me out. It's been amazing to see. Kendra, why did you use the word amazing? I'm going to tell you why. Because who would have thought we would have seen anything like this? I mean, I've just been so intrigued by the whole thing, honestly. And then we, child, and then people was like, well, that's what Texas get. They didn't want to be on the grid with everybody else. We could have let them borrow some electricity. Well, child, the people didn't think they was going to get in this tight. This is a tight for Texas. And who would have thought? Who would have thought that Texas would be under ice right now? And I don't talk politics here, but then you saw Ted Cruz. He went on to Cancun and left Snowflake there at the house with a security guard talking about coming to check in on her. And we're not going to get into that. You can research Ted Cruz and Snowflake for yourself. I'm just saying it happened. But oh my gosh, just many prayers to those who were impacted. And if you have family and friends and areas that were impacted, my prayers are going out to you as well, because again, child, no, I'm just continuously intrigued, fascinated, amazed by the things that we see happening right before our eyes. It started out with 2020, child. January 2020 started this whole thing, and I dare not even go back to 2019, because I feel like if we go back to 2019, we could probably find where it really started. But honey, 2021 is just a continuation of all those things, and I'm just fascinated. But y'all better get your lives in order, honey. Whatever you believe in, your deity of choice, get right with your deity of choice right now before it's too late, y'all, because Texas done got snowed over. I mean over. Lights out everywhere. I saw a video where somebody was outside recording, you know, just doing a live or some sort, right? And the lights went out. And baby, if you could hear the scream, it's, you know, the verse in the Bible, and some of you may not, but in the Bible it says they'll be screaming and gnashing the teeth in hell. That's what it sounded like to me. Like the people were wailing, okay, because the lights went out. And I felt for them. Y'all, I'm the type of person where, like, when somebody is hurting or I see somebody in pain or in anguish or, you know, in grief of some sort, I feel that thing. So when I heard those people screaming, because I realized no power is no heat. And we're talking about, like, temperatures below zero. And they're scared. They don't know what's going to happen. They can't boil their snow so they can have water. Those types of things started going through my head. And I just began to pray because I'm like, first of all, Lord, thank you. Florida is yet still not under ice. Although I was a little skeptical. I thought it was coming our way. If any other state deserved to be snowed over, Florida might be that state. I'm just saying. But I was thankful that it didn't happen to us. But also just praying for those people who are impacted in Texas and not having immediate resources to sustain life, to sustain lights, and to have clean drinking water. That was something. So if you do have family and friends in Texas, if you don't mind me praying for them, just shoot me an email at info@LaKendraGarrison.com with their name, and I'll put them on the prayer list, y'all, because that was a crazy situation. And I know people are still dealing with that. And it may take a while for them to feel any type of normalcy. The other thing is, guys, I just want to touch on very briefly is that we are still in the midst of a pandemic. Okay. We are still in a pandemic. COVID-19 is still a real virus. And I'm sharing this because I keep seeing videos and people like packed into places, not like you're going out to a restaurant with your bubble or something like that, or with some associates and you're socially distanced where you can still interact with one another, but you're not like right in each other's faces. But nah, people are like going out to clubs and parties like it's 2017. And that worries me. And here's why it worries me. I've had people impacted by COVID and are no longer with us. I've had colleagues and friends who have had family and friends impacted by COVID and they're no longer with us. So I said at the beginning, towards the beginning of COVID, that people don't take it seriously until it happens to them. And I thank God that my heart was not like that. My heart was not hardened to it. At first, I was like, but everybody was like that. Most people were like, oh, it'll blow over in a couple of weeks. We'll be back to work. No problem. Then after a while, I was like, oh my gosh, this is more serious than I thought. And I was just actively like praying for those who are impacted and their families and friends and everything like that. And I said, people who are not impacted don't believe this is real. They don't care as much about wearing a mask or being socially distanced. Their hearts are hardened to this and they don't care as much. And at that time, like I said, I hadn't had anybody around me that was impacted. And then my friends, I had some friends who started losing their jobs. I had friends who started losing loved ones and their associates. And people really were starting to get impacted around me. I say all of that to say this, guys. I understand that there's a vaccine out there. And, you know, it's being disseminated slowly, but it's coming. But the pandemic is still ongoing. Please be safe. Please do your due diligence. I'm going to admit, I got a little laxed about it. You know, I was like, oh, I'm finna go out the house. I'm finna do some things. Listen, I'm back in the house. I still go to the church to help with our live stream. I'll go pick up some groceries, but more often than not, I'm getting them delivered now because I realized again, I got a little too relaxed in my own, requirements, I guess. And I was going out a little bit more than I needed to. And being around people who weren't in my immediate bubble that I had created. So I'm just going to start from scratch. Am I getting a vaccine? We're not going to talk about that right now. I'm torn. I am. I'm torn. My mother has gotten a vaccine. She's gotten her 2 doses. And I have other friends who have gotten it. And to be honest, I'm just scared of it. And I think that, and I'm not going to put this on the whole black community, but black people just don't have a good relationship with vaccinations. Check your history. And that's why. I just don't know if I can trust it. But I am watching my friends and family who have been vaccinated to see how they react to it, see what kind of side effects they have from it. Hopefully it works. So just because I'm not running out to get it doesn't mean I'm not hopeful that it will work and help get rid of, well, not get rid of, but slow the spread of COVID-19 and then the other viruses that have mutated from COVID-19 as well. Hopefully this one vaccine will take care of all of it, because honey, whew, the madness. And what happened to the murder hornets? Did the murder hornets just die? What? Did they go back to wherever they had come from? I saw that there's a documentary on Discovery Plus about the murder hornets, and I was like, well, whatever happened to them? I saw it was like a couple of days we talked about them, and then we're back to COVID. Nobody want to talk about the murder hornets, but I'm gonna watch that documentary and see what happened to them. But long story short, guys, again, I just want to encourage everybody to be safe, remain safe, stay socially distanced, continue to wash your hands and wear your mask, because COVID-19 is still a very real virus. It is absolutely still taking lives, and families are being impacted by this virus. We think that we're going around people and we're okay and we're safe and there's nothing to worry about, and before we know it, there's no time for us to worry anymore. So that's my PSA. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk about COVID-19.
Hey, did you contact my friend Berthina over at Appendix Ink Therapy? Listen, if you haven't done so, honey, you're missing out. She has two therapy groups going on right now. One is a Black women's therapy group, and another is the LGBTQ+ therapy group. They've already started, but if you or someone that you know and love could benefit from these groups, please give her a call. Tell her that Queen Mother LaKendra sent you for these therapy groups. You can contact her at Berthina, that's Berthina, at yourappendix.com, or give her a call at 352-407-0601. And again, make sure you tell her that LaKendra sent you. And I'll be sure to put her contact information in the show notes.
Y'all, I wasn't really planning to record anything for this week. But, you know, when the Lord puts something on my heart, I can't let it go. Even more importantly, at the beginning of this year, maybe it was the end of last year, I was sharing with one of my good friends that the number 3 kept popping up in my life in different ways, in different conversations. But the Lord kept showing me the number 3. And so I was just like, okay, that's my word from the Lord is 3. This conversation has come up 3 times in the last week. Therefore, I felt like I needed to get in on the conversation. The conversation is about relationships. And if you've been following this podcast, it's not my area of expertise, mostly because I haven't been in one in quite some time. I don't know what y'all do in relationships anymore. But again, the topics come up 3 times, so I'm joining the conversation. My good friends Kia T and Letitia both have podcasts, Thick and Sexy in the City and Cocktails and Conversations with Letitia, respectively. Kia T, Thick and Sexy in the City, Cocktails and Conversations with Letitia. And they both did an episode recently where they talked about relationships and relationship goals. The third conversation that was brought up to me was about keeping a relationship and the work that goes into it. And then lo and behold, the sermon that my pastor preached today, because today is Sunday as at the time of my recording, was about relationships. Well, his whole series for this month has been really about love and relationships. But today he made mention of the work that goes into a marriage specifically. So that's 4 conversations, really. But my 2 cents, and that's all I really have, y'all, is 2 cents. So Kia T's perspective came from a video that has gone viral from a social media influencer by the name of B. Simone. And she got on the interwebs and was talking about, it was a manifesting love challenge. Now, since then, let me just say this. Since then, she has been accused of stealing. She has been accused of stealing this information and presenting it as her own. She's basically doing verbal plagiarism is what the people are accusing her of. However, no matter who said it first, I think that it was a good topic of conversation. And again, Kia T goes through it very well on her podcast. And I do encourage you to check her out. She's on all platforms. My two cents on that. B. Simone basically said, as women, we, for as long as I think I can remember, women have always, you know, made a list of criteria of what they want in a man. But very seldom are women really taught on how to be that wife that needs to support that husband with all these things on this list. Women are often taught to compete for the attention of men. Oh, that's what the lady said on that Beyonce song. Now, that sound real shallow. I know the lady's name. No, I don't, because I would have told y'all. But anyway, at the beginning of one of Beyonce's songs, she has this monologue. And that's what the woman said, that girls are taught to compete for the attention of men, not for jobs or things of that nature, but for the attention of men. I digress. So anywho, B. Simone said, if you want a man that has good credit, work on your own credit. If you want a man that is fiscally responsible, put something in your own savings account. If you want a man who is fit, then you need to start going to the gym. Be the wife who can support the man that you want. And honestly, y'all, I don't see anything wrong with that. In my old age, because I do turn 40 this year, if the Lord will allow me to see it, I did write a one ad, and I may have mentioned it on a previous episode. One of my good friends, I call her Amazing. Amazing told me last year, matter of fact, in 2020, she's told me to make a one ad. And in that one ad, write down all the things that I want my husband, my mate, to have, all the attributes, the characteristics, and be as specific as I could as far as like what he looks like, his intellect, the things that he finds important, all that kind of stuff. And I did. And let me tell y'all something. The list that I wrote in 2020 is incredibly different from the list that I may have written in like 2004 or in 1998, something like that. Because what I'm thankful for is maturity and understanding what really is important. In full transparency, and I've said this before, you couldn't have told me that I would be almost 40 years old and not married. There is no way I ever thought. Not because I'm conceited or I'm full of myself, but I do think I'm a good catch. I never thought I would be single at this time in my life. Not with zero prospects, not engaged, not married. And I never thought that. But this is what I do know, is that I'm thankful for it. It hasn't been easy because I do desire a relationship, but I'm thankful because I've been able to grow and understand what I really need in a mate. And I think that sometimes when people get married at the age of 20 and 25 and even at 30, you don't fully understand yourself. Therefore, you can't understand how to grow with someone else and how to help that person help you to grow. That's not always the case. Some people get, you know, get together as high school sweethearts and they're still together. You know, they stay together till death do them part. So clearly that's not, you know, what I'm saying is does not apply to everybody. But most times, you know, we find ourselves in situations where we were too young. We thought we were in love, but we were really just in lust. Or it was infatuation. So I agree with what B. Simone said. And again, Kia T has a great discussion about that on her podcast. Letitia was talking about relationship goals. And I think those two conversations go hand in hand. Because again, as I approach 40 years old, if the Lord were to allow me to get into a relationship, my goal is marriage. Like, point blank and period. Here's the thing, people. Not that I am Mother Teresa. Clearly, I have a child and I've never been married. So there has been some relations outside of the marital quarters. Okay, let's just keep it real. And I do not condone those who engage in casual activities, we'll say, right? But as for me and my body, I will prefer to wait until marriage. That's my goal. That's my relationship goal. My relationship goal is to get to marriage, and I want to have a relationship that is centered around God. Quite honestly, it's centered around God. We have a common purpose, common belief system, and those are goals. And I believe that if you, whatever you believe in. Now, y'all know I don't push my religion on this podcast. I do talk about it and I do share it because that's what I know. But whatever you believe in, whatever, you know, your faith is or is not, whatever it is that you center your thoughts and you know, your life around, I believe that relationships should be centered around that thing, because whatever that thing is for you is where you gain clarity, is where you gain guidance, is where you gain your peace. And so for me, that's Jesus. Okay. So for me, my guidance, my clarity, and my peace comes from Jesus. And so that's where I want my relationship to be centered around. So that's my relationship goals. And I also believe that, and this ties into the conversation about maintaining relationships. When you're in a relationship, you do, it's continuous work, which is also why I'm thankful that the Lord has kept me single for this long. Again, it wasn't easy, and I wasn't patient and hadn't been peaceful and quiet about it either. I've been praying to God and asking him what's going on here. But the Lord has put so many other things in front of me to do, so many other assignments that needed my attention that I wouldn't have been able to focus on a relationship. And then there were some things that I needed to heal from. And Kia T also talked about soul ties. And I talked about that kind of on a previous episode. My standpoint and perspective was more so protecting somebody else's image. But it was a soul tie for me as well. And Kia T talked about that very lovely on her podcast. But I had to heal from that situation. I had to realize that even though it seemed to me that that person had moved on and happy and did not care about the hurt that they had caused me, about the they didn't care about my heartache. And to be honest, I'm still healing from that, because there are some things that still trigger me and brings all that stuff back to my remembrance. And I'm like, and I had to pray about that thing and not be resentful. But again, I had to get to a place where, I could deal with that and even halfway entertain somebody else. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause something that, and it's not just women, men do it as well. We don't allow ourselves time to heal before we get into another situation or another relationship. And I know a few people who just cannot seem to be alone. They don't like being single. They don't like being alone. They always have to have a connection with somebody. And again, I'm not condemning them or saying that they're wrong. I get the need for connection. But it becomes a detriment when we don't allow ourselves to heal from previous situations, because all we're doing is bringing our baggage to someone else's life and leaving it there and going on to the next person, if that makes sense. So my point there is to be able to facilitate a relationship and to build upon it. The conversation I had about maintenance, we compared it to being a coal miner. And when you're a coal miner, you're down in the mines and you're getting dirty. You come out day after day from work and you went in clean, but you came out with soot and coal residue all over your clothes and things of that nature. And day after day, you go into that coal mine clean and you come out dirty. You go in clean, you come out dirty. And every now and again, as a coal miner, we all know that diamonds come from coal, but they don't come as diamonds. Pressure has to be applied to it, which is basically where a relationship is. And this is what how the conversation went, is that diamond, that relationship has to have pressure applied to it to even become a diamond. That means that, you know, there are going to be some hard times. There are going to be some days where you don't agree with your significant other. There are going to be some days where you can't stand them or her. You don't want to deal with them. But let me tell you something, y'all. The Bible says don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And that just basically means don't go to bed mad at anybody. My grandmama taught me that. And I believe in that. Don't go to bed mad. Listen, I will stay up and pray about something until the Lord brings me peace. But I'm not going to go to bed mad at you, because if I die tonight mad at you and go to hell, I'm going to be mad in hell at you. And we could have just avoided that. Anyway, you have to apply pressure to the coal for it to be a diamond. It takes work. But after it becomes a diamond, this is what I brought out of the conversation. Not that I was so proud of myself because I thought of this, y'all. I really was. Once you have that diamond, most people are happy to have a diamond. They treat it well. They make sure that, you know, it doesn't get any nicks on it or whatever have you. But you also have to clean it so it can maintain its clarity, so it can be beautiful all the time. That's work also. You have to work to get the diamond, and you have to work to keep the diamond, to keep it looking good, right? To keep the relationship fresh, to keep the relationship peaceful, and to keep the relationship growing. You got to put work into it to maintain it. You got to clean it. You got to polish it, buff it out every now and again. One of my good friends was telling me a couple of weeks ago that she and her boyfriend have a weekly conversation, and I just called it the state of the relationship address. Every Saturday morning, they get up, they have breakfast, and they have a conversation about their relationship. Like, I don't know what the conversation is like for them. We didn't go into details, but I just applauded her for making sure they set aside that time to talk about their relationship and to talk about any differences or needs that they may have from the other person. Again, I am not a specialist on relationships. I am not here to tell you what to do in your relationship. What I am here to do is to have this conversation in hopes that you can take this conversation and apply it to your life in some form or fashion. And hopefully I have helped somebody tonight. Child, because I've helped myself. I've helped myself because let me tell you what this does for single people. Let me talk to my single friends now. For those of us who are single and desire to be in a marriage, these types of conversations are helpful for us so we can start being introspective and making sure that, number one, we are ready. We are that man or that woman that we want to present to somebody else. Now, hear me out. There are some things with me that I know I still got student loans. That's one of the biggest things that bothers me, right? So that's something I'm going to take into a relationship. Oh, baby, me and Sally Mae, we are a package deal. We coming together. However, I'm paying on my student loans. Okay. So we're going to be all right. There are things about you that you may not think are all the way together that you are still working on and growing on. And that's okay. Because here's what I can tell you, sis and bro, you don't have to have everything 100% together, because that person that God has out there for you, or whomever you believe in is out there for you, doesn't have it all the way together either. And that's the whole point, right? Is to grow with one another, to accept each other, and to understand where we are at this present state of life, and be able to grow and pour into one another and help one another and support one another. That's so important in a relationship. In a friendship, just in your regular friendships, that's important. To be able to surround yourself with people who are going to pour into you and encourage you and help you be the best version of yourself. That's what you want out of your mate. That's what I want out of my mate. And I also want to be able to laugh hysterically. The person that God has for me is going to be somebody I can laugh with, I can eat with, I can pray with, I can cry with. Those are all things that are, it's not the most important, but those are important to me. And I want to be that person for somebody else too. So single friends, we can still have this conversation and hold one another accountable. We can look at our list. If you have a want ad like I do, honey, look at your want ad. Make sure that's really what you need at this point in your life, because you may have had a list 10 years ago and that's changed because you've changed and you're going to continue to change. So what does your list look like today? Huh? And brothers, let me tell you something. Them Instagram models, baby, there's going to come a time where gravity is going to take hold. And the things that you see on the outside will wither away. I cannot stress this enough. And I tell my son all the time, there's nothing wrong with wanting your mate to be beautiful or handsome. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I encourage everybody to get them somebody that they don't mind looking at every day. Okay. But the thing that I caution my son about is you got to be careful, because that beauty that you see on the outside does not always match the beauty on the inside. I encourage my son to find when he is ready, and I'm not rushing him now one bit, but when he is ready to put himself out there and try to take a, he might have a girlfriend now. He's just not telling me about it. I want to believe that he's telling me the truth. Either which way, I want him to get him a girl that loves Jesus first and foremost. That's my hope and prayer. And find him a girl that's compassionate, who is kind, who is loving, who is loyal, who is trustworthy. And if she just happens to be absolutely drop dead gorgeous, then that's a bonus. But check her insides. See what her insides look like first. Don't look at the stuff on that, the lashes and the contacts and the baby hair and the lace fronts and all this stuff. Child, please, if you don't get away from me with it, I'm old school. Listen, I don't wear any of that stuff. I'm not chastising anybody that does. But what I am saying is you can dress up all you want to on the outside. But if your heart is not right, honey, if your heart is not right, the issues of life flow from the heart. That's in Proverbs. The issues of your life flow from the heart. So if your heart is ugly, then the outside of you is going to be ugly, and the things that surround you are going to be negative. Anyway, child, let me get off this topic, because again, I'm no expert. I'm just trying to help somebody. Brothers, look for you a woman that's going to help you bury your parents one day. My friend Sam said that, and it struck me, but it's so true. If you can't support me when I bury a parent, then baby, we can't be together, because that's that hurt. Okay. Get you a woman that can cook. Okay. Okay. Or at least a fake it till she make it. Get you a woman that's going to provide a meal for you, no matter how it comes. Get you a woman that's going to support you, that's going to pray with you and pray for you and help cover you. Okay. While you're providing and protecting her, get you a woman that's going to pray for you. Right. And women, while we want our men to protect and provide and do all this kind of stuff, we have to make sure that we're lifting them up and we're being a good support system. Because it's hard out here, especially for Black men. We know this. We're not going to get into that at this particular time. But again, I just want to encourage somebody. Those conversations came up. And even though sometimes it's hard for me to talk about those things, I felt like, because it came up three times and then four times on a Sunday, that it was worthy enough for me to share with you. And hopefully you will be able to continue this conversation with your significant other. If you're talking to somebody right now, you know, if y'all in the stage of just getting to know each other, have those conversations. Shy, ask him if he loves his mama. When last time you talked to your mama? Do you have kids? When last time you talked to your children? That's important. Child, when I was doing this online dating, there was this guy who had an 11-year-old son. And I said, oh, okay, well, how often do you spend time with your son? This man told me he hadn't talked to his son in 3 weeks. You haven't talked to your son in 3 weeks. That's a problem for me. And I know you're like, well, Kendra, he might have some issues with the baby mama. That's not my business. I just know he said he hadn't talked to the child in 3 weeks, and he seemed okay about it. That was a problem for me. I don't want you to be okay with not talking to your child, but you actively trying to talk to me. I have a problem with that. That my conscience won't let me sit well with that. Again, that's me. That's just my business. You talk to the man that ain't talked to his child in 3 weeks. But whoever you talk to, make sure that you're willing to grow with that person, and you find your person that's willing to grow with you. That's all I'm saying. Well, honey, that's all I got today. As if that wasn't enough, my podcast episodes have been getting a little bit longer, and I apologize for that. I've been wanting to keep these under 30 minutes, but I don't know if I think I'm failing. I'm failing. But I hope that you have been enjoying the conversation, and I hope that you are continuing the conversations with your inner and outer circles and even your colleagues, child, or a stranger. Baby, if you go down to the Starbucks and you see somebody in line, drum up a conversation, tell them I talked about it, and then send them to the podcast or send them to my socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Find me by using my handle at LaKendra Speaks. That's at LaKendra SPKS. Or baby, you can email me. Email me at info@LaKendraGarrison.com. I had to think about it, honey. I hope that's it. Or you can go to my website at LaKendraGarrison.com and continue these conversations. Share them with your friends. And until the next time, y'all. Bye.